Well, as we approach lunch on Tuesday, the Aussie market has broken a two-day winning streak. We've got the ASX 200 down by approximately 0.5%, and we're getting closer to the key 5,900 point mark. Not a huge surprise that we are under pressure today, considering the US markets took a big hit. They fell by 1.4%. We've also had commodity prices coming under a lot of pressure last night. And thirdly, we've also been seen quite a lack of enthusiasm and momentum in local equity markets recently. We're in the third straight month of losses, and if nothing really changes in the next couple of weeks, we're on track for March to be the worst month for our market since May last year. Now, if we look at some of the different sectors, mining stocks are coming under the most pressure. BHP, Rio, Fortescue in particular are down quite heavily, as is South 32. One of the main drivers of the lower iron ore miners in particular is that the price of iron ore fell 3.5% yesterday. This is on demand concerns in China, which seems to come down to three main reasons. The first is a report yesterday showed that fewer cities in China had an increase in property prices between January and February. That's important because in terms of steel consumption, about 50% of it comes down to the building of new homes. Secondly, there's also an oversupply of steel in China at the moment, the highest stockpiles, in fact, since 2013. And thirdly, there's poor air quality, which means it could be an extension to restrictions of steel production, steel mills. So that could also put further downward pressure on some prices. But there are equally plenty of falls in other sectors. Energy stocks, the industrials, healthcare companies are all down. The winners are few and far between, but there are a few improvers. We are seeing the banks mostly higher at the moment. Just a few of the banks have started to turn negative, but we've still got Westpac and CBA currently improving. The gold sector also doing well on some safe haven buying last night, so Newcrest Mining just managing to keep its head above water. We've also got strong gains from TPG Telecom, the country's second biggest telco. Is up 2.5%. Profits did fall by 11% over the first half, but it's raised its expectations for profit over the year. So that seems to be quite supportive. And Freedom Foods, the company specializes in food for consumers with dietary requirements and issues. It's up 2.5%. It's been in a trading halt since last Friday, but has basically raised $180 million to help with its growth strategy. So its shares are up. Plenty of economic news today, mostly positive, and the Aussie dollar just above 77 US.